And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Secrets. We have another volume of secrets for you, and boy, we've got them today. Hey, did you know that a high-ranking Catholic priest in Rome says that the devil lives in the Vatican? My goodness, the devil is in the Vatican. Well, evidently Pope John Paul II knew all about that because, according to a new book out, the Pope took a belt to himself and whipped himself. He was beating the devil out of himself. Well, maybe that can be done. I don't know. I've never heard of it actually working to beat the devil out of a person, but especially when you beat the devil out of yourself. But we'll talk about that. Here's a story that keeps getting updated, and I think it needs to. Israel's hand in the Iraq Abu Ghraib torturing incident is exposed once again. And then we find in Afghanistan some interesting information. It seems that the president of Afghanistan, well, he might be involved in the dope trade. And his brother might be on the payroll of the CIA. And, of course, we're, as Americans, our young men and women are dying over there in Afghanistan to bring democracy to the Arab Muslims. Or, well, they're really not Arabs in Afghanistan, but they are Muslims. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin's hero is, addressing a pro-gay rally? Could it be? Well, people have asked us, will Barack Obama be assassinated like John F. Kennedy was? We'll take a look at that question. And then there's a plot. There's a plot out there, folks. And I don't care what age you are, if you live in America, I hope you'll listen to me today because I'm good and angry at those who want to take all of the money that older people and young people alike put into Social Security and Medicare and give it away. Republicans and the Democrats are plotting against Social Security, and I'm sick and tired of it. Here's something else that's sort of interesting. Who really did 9/11? Well, some of these 9/11 truth sites, they're frightened to death to mention that it was the Jews, the Israelis, the Mossad, working side by side with our rogue CIA and FBI. Well, we're going to look at the truth of that and look into it a little closer. Hey, they had the Academy Awards. You all watched them, didn't you? Didn't you stay in front of the TV set for 3 or 4 hours to watch, Alec Baldwin, the nut, and Steve Martin, wasn't it, the comedian? I think they co-hosted the event. Now, I didn't see the Academy Awards show. I understand Sandra Bullock won as Best Actress. She seemed to be a nice enough lady. But then they gave the Best Picture Award. I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna tell you all about that and how the Jews dominated the Academy Awards and recognized themselves. Talk about that in a minute. Scott Brown, he's campaigning for McCain in Arizona. Remember Senator Scott Brown? You know, the guy that was going to be the new Republican, the Tea Party independent? Yeah, well, he's the same old liberal Republican, con and deceiver. Meanwhile, did you know that America is being threatened by the American Al-Qaeda? Oh, yes, I'm frightened. I'm telling you, I'm shaking. in my boots. I'm scared to death. The American Al Qaeda. And then there's Jihad Jane. She's a blonde. Jihad Jane. I wonder if all this has something to do with a Khazar Jewish plan that dates back to 1928. We'll see. Hey, you ever watch TV? Desperate Housewives? I know, I guess a lot of women out there can relate to the name of that sitcom on TV. I suppose it's a sitcom. Desperate Housewives. But it's turned into another kind of show. We'll discuss that. Is there an Islamic Antichrist? Could it be the Antichrist of Bible prophecy will be a Muslim? Well, it's a question we'll talk about today. So many things to talk about, including thousands of nude Israelis who showed up on the beach there in Israel. Naked as jaybirds. Israelis, Jews, showing up on the beach, totally naked, waiting for a photograph. They all wanted to be photographed. Now, folks, I've never taken all my clothes off and gone to the local beach. Of course, that's about, Jerry, how far away is the beach from us? About 150 miles. Yeah, we have a beach about 150 miles, the Gulf of Mexico. Have you ever gone naked, Jerry, taking off all your clothes, you and your wife, Leslie? Going out to the beach so that photographers could snap you? You ever seen that? I've never seen it on Texas beaches, going naked. Well, they did it in Israel, and which is a shock because the guy that sent me the pictures, and I can't publish the pictures. He sent them to me because he didn't think I'd believe it, I guess. But he said, Tex, look at God's chosen people, what they're doing in Israel. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it. I knew you didn't, Jerry. I just asked you the question just to be silly. For one thing, I know Leslie, she wouldn't do that, but she wouldn't let you do it either. You know, we don't even have a shower here at Power of Prophecy. So you and I can do like that Congressman Eric Massa and Romney, the cruel Emmanuel, White House Chief of Staff. You know, they had their little tiff and they didn't even have a towel on or anything. They were totally naked in the congressional gym shower. That's what, according to Congressman Massa, Rahm McCruel says it didn't happen. But, you know, Massa is so believable. I mean, the guy's totally credible. And I was thinking, Jerry, you and I have never done that. As far as I know, no one here in this ministry, Nelson, who works for us in the shipping department, I've never seen the guy naked myself. I really never wanted to. And we don't have a shower, so we can't do things like that. But they do it at the U.S. Congress. You know, in addition to giving trillions of dollars to the bankers, they have enough time allotted, I guess, to go down to the congressional gym and parade around naked and stick their fingers in each other's chest. That's according to Congressman Massa. Well, your taxpayer dollars at work, folks, I'll tell you. A guy here wrote to me and says, Tex, I believe what you say on your radio program, but I tell other people about it and they think I'm crazy. They think I'm insane. Well, friend, listen to me very carefully. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. When the whole world has become a loony bin and a lunatic asylum, if a sane, reasonable person enters the doors, it's he or she that appears to the residents to be nuts. People with good sense, common sense, are branded as crazy in a lunatic bin. It doesn't surprise me that your friends and neighbors and family say, oh, I can't believe that stuff. Man, that's just crazy. Oh, man, you must be a wing nut, man. Because you see, they're nuts because they've been driven crazy by our society. I mean, look at the fiendish movies we've got. Look at the number one box office movie right now, Alice in Wonderland. Well, of course, I mean, that's like a John Wayne movie of our day, isn't it? I mean, I wasn't one. You say no? Well, I'm talking about for my day. We saw movies that made sense. Now they have movies like Avatar with blue critters with long tails or something, fighting earthlings on some foreign planet. And they win an Academy Award. Why? Because they're naturist. They love the environment. And they're going to kill all these earthlings that are harming their dragon planet or whatever. Oh, yeah. Which has led, evidently, to a whole bunch of people painting themselves blue. I understand. There's clubs now of Avatar fans that paint themselves blue. And they go driving around in cars and things like that. I understand that the Jewish comedian Ben Stiller showed up at the Academy Awards in a blue face. You know? And, you know, J.D. Hayworth, the congressman from Arizona, he got in a little bit of I wouldn't call it trouble, but I thought it was sort of funny. He painted John McCain. He's running against John McCain for the Senate. Of course, McCain is the liberal, I want to call him Republican, but he's not really a Republican. He's sort of a zombie Democrat liberal, half Republicans. I don't know what he is. But McCain, it looks like he's going to lose the election. And that's why Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts and Sarah Palin, Governor Palin of Alaska, are going, you know, there, along with Massachusetts governor, Mr. Pink gay man himself, Mitt Romney. Folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you in a minute. They're all going to Arizona, you know, to campaign for John McCain. Meanwhile, J.D. Hayworth, who really is a Tea Party candidate, who really does want to do something about illegal aliens and the budget debts and all that, he is truly a conservative candidate. He has these campaign posters out that paint John McCain's face blue. Don't vote for this candidate from another world. Vote for me, you know, J.D. Hayworth. I'm a real American. I think he's pretty effective. And John McCain and his people, they're so mad. And they are now criticizing Mr. Hayworth, Congressman Hayworth, saying that he's insulting Native American Indians by painting John McCain's face red. Blue. Now, I'm trying to figure out how the blue-tailed critters of the movie Avatar that was nominated for Academy Award but didn't get it, how that relates to Native American Indians. But, you know, again, John McCain is a nut. Everybody knows that. I mean, the first thing the guy did when he, you know, got out of naval school, he graduated near the bottom of his class. And he became a pilot, but the first thing he did was crash his airplane and kill a bunch of people. And he crashed it on the deck of the aircraft carrier. I think you're supposed to land it, you know, but he crashed it. Didn't follow proper procedures. But his father was a naval admiral, so, you know, you can cover all that stuff up. Sweep it under the rug. John McCain. What can I say? Oh, pitiful. But Sarah Palin says he's her man. He's her rogue candidate. You got to be kidding me. Because she's very ambitious. You know, she wants to. Well, I'll tell you, they're doing a lot of roguey things at the Vatican. Chief exorcist Father Gabriele Amorth. Now, this is according to the London Times newspaper, Times Online, March 10th, 2010. Chief exorcist of the Vatican. That's right. They have a chief exorcist. You would think the Pope himself would be the chief exorcist, but they've got this Father Gabriele Amorth, A-M-O-R-T-H, who says the devil is in the Vatican. He says the sex abuse scandals in the Roman Catholic Church, that's all of the pedophiles and everything, are proof that the devil is at work inside the Vatican. Now, Father, that's what they call him, Father, even though Jesus said, call no man Father except your Father in heaven. But Father Amorth, as they call him, has been the Vatican's chief exorcist for 25 years and says he has dealt with 70,000 cases of demonic possession. He said there are power struggles at the Vatican. And listen to this, folks, that there are cardinals. Now, that's the highest you can go. There's only a couple of hundred cardinals in the whole world. Next to the Pope, they're the highest. He says cardinals are in the Catholic Church and at the Vatican who do not believe in Jesus, and there are bishops, Catholic bishops, who are linked to the demon. Wow. He notes that back in 1972, Pope Paul VI actually stated publicly that the smoke of Satan has entered the sanctuary of the Vatican. You know, I remember that comment. It's true. The smoke of Satan has entered the sanctuary at St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome, and that was the statement of Pope Paul VI in 1972. And now, the chief exorcist, Father Gabriele Amorth, says it is exactly correct what Pope Paul VI said. And things are happening in the holy rooms, the secluded private residences and rooms at St. Peter's Cathedral, one of the largest church cathedrals in the entire world. He says things are going on in those rooms that are so pitifully terrible and demonic. Violence, pedophilia. And he noted that the commander of the Swiss Guard was found dead in 1998, and he thinks there was a cover-up about it. Then there was another man, Corporal Cedric Tournay, another Swiss Guard, who was found shot dead. They covered up everything immediately, he said. Here in the Vatican, one sees the rot. Wow. Mm-mm. By the way, Father Amorth has just published a new book entitled Memoirs of an Exorcist. Wow. Very interesting. Well, I don't know if this book will be published in English, but I'd like to see what the chief exorcist of the Vatican has to say. I believe he would know a lot more than the average person, obviously. Meanwhile, a new book is out, really talking about Pope John Paul II, who died a few years back, and Pope Benedict took over. Now, Pope John Paul II, it turns out, regularly used a belt to whip himself on the back. Now, I don't think he's going to get credit in heaven for that, or to go to heaven from purgatory or whatever Catholics believe in. He might have if he had used a cat of nine tails like they used back in the medieval times. But just using a regular belt to whip yourself, I don't think you get enough credit, do you, Jerry? Jerry's over here, my broadcast engineer. He said, no, they don't get enough credit. And, you know, you can't let somebody else whip you because you don't get any credit if you let somebody else whip you. I assume that a lot of these Catholic, I want to call them mortuaries, monkeries or monasteries. I don't think they take turns beating each other, but they all line up, get on their knees, hard concrete floor, and then they beat themselves on the back. Some till they bleed. And they believe that this pleases God to beat yourself, to whip yourself. And evidently Pope John Paul II did. And they say in this new book out, that's why he is a saint, because he beat himself. So folks, that's it. That's what you need to do. Get yourself a big, thick leather belt. Better off, get you one of those, go online and Google, research engine and or search engine and look up cat of nine tails torture instrument. Buy one of those things, have it shipped to you, in a brown paper wrapped package so nobody will know you're into this stuff. And beat yourself regularly and whip yourself, and you'll get to heaven a lot sooner. And now that's the theory. I don't believe it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to beat anybody. I don't want anybody to beat me, and I'm not going to beat me. But take it for what it's worth, and I don't think it's worth very much. Hey, here's a guy that says that wrote to me and says, "Dear Tex, I love your radio show. Just want you to know that it's not just the Vatican where Satan is. Here in Massachusetts, the state of Massachusetts, we have unrestrained satanic activity taking over in this state. The fags, that's the homos, are marrying. There's rampant drug use, unbelievable amount of child sex offenders and women sex offenders. The demons are taking over. But I can't share this with anyone, no matter how mind-boggling it is, because they think I'm nuts." You know what, dear friend? You're absolutely right. If you're sane, you're crazy in a Looney Tune place. And Massachusetts is not called the People's Republic for nothing, even though they call themselves a Commonwealth. Well, do you remember the notorious Abu Ghraib prison, where they made the poor Iraqi prisoners, most of them totally innocent, just picked off the street, or some neighbor filmed and said, "Yeah, he's a terrorist. Give me $100. I've turned him over to you." You know, a lot of people made money in Iraq from the stupid American soldiers and CIA that did that. But in any case, we took all these people to this notorious prison at Abu Ghraib. And then with the help of Israel's Mossad agents, who taught us a lot, and the CIA, they began to torture these people and sexually molest them. Yes, you see, many in the CIA and the Israeli Mossad, as it turns out, are a bunch of homosexual perverts. And they enjoy these poor, naked Iraqi men who they did things to. You say, "Tex, do you have proof of that?" Of course. It's been on television. It's been all over the place. They raped and tortured some of these people to death. I even put it on my website, some of the horrible pictures that were found out. In fact, they were so despicable, the pictures that were released of this, that were discovered, that President Obama ordered that no more pictures be released, that they be hidden, locked away at the Pentagon. That's true. Well, the former American military chief of the prison says that it's not only true, but helping to interrogate the prisoners there at the prison were the Israeli Mossad. Of course, they've been torturing Palestinians and sexually abusing Palestinian little boys, girls, women, men, for decades. And so we just allow them into the American prisons in Iraq so that they could do it to the Iraqis. What a country America has become. How can America be blessed by God? It can't. It cannot. You know, I quit saying God bless America. I wish God would bless America, but how can he when we do these things? And it's sad not to be able to say God bless America. I cannot pray that God will bless America until America repents. Well, according to the Lebanese newspaper, Al Akbar, it seems that Brigadier General Janis Karpinski has now come out and admitted there is an Israeli connection. The former high-ranking U.S. military officer, General Karpinski, told the British broadcaster, the BBC, that, yes, she in fact had met an Israeli interrogator who was working at the secret facility near Baghdad. Wow. You'll remember, by the way, that one of the best-known and most reliable writers and researchers in America, Seymour Hersh, who is Jewish but an honest man, wrote in the New Yorker magazine back in 2004 about the torture at Abu Ghraib. He said there is not only torture but abuse, sodomy, and homicide. And according to Mr. Hersh, while the torture was going on, video images were being sent by closed circuit television wiring to the Pentagon and to the White House. so that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, and others could watch them and get their jollies. Can you imagine George W. Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney in a dark room watching a closed circuit TV of men and women and boys and girls being sexually tormented and tortured for their pleasure by Israeli Mossad and American military and American CIA? Friends, we have to be one of the most wicked nations on earth because the American people permit it. And when it's exposed, they get angry and say, how dare you? How dare you say such things about our great country? Oh, my goodness. Well, meanwhile, Congressman Ron Paul has gone on the Alex Jones radio show. And for the first time, he's come forth and said, I mean, he said a lot of true things, but Congressman Ron Paul is courageous enough to say that the Central Intelligence Agency is one of the top drug pushers in the world. Well, you know, if you've been listening to Power of Prophecy Radio, we've been telling you that for years. Down in Central America, Mexico, Afghanistan, where 80% of the world's heroin comes from, it's the Central Intelligence Agency that's pushing it. They're dope heads. They're dopers. I mean, everybody knows that. It's come out a long time ago. The CIA, that calls itself the company, they even have all these contract airplanes. Used to be back in the old days from the Golden Triangle area of Southeast Asia, as Colonel Bo Greitz correctly reported. Yes, Colonel Bo Greitz, the hero, Army Green Beret, Special Forces, he reported that was what was going on. The CIA was the main drug pusher. And they had a contract airline called Air America flying back and forth, bringing hard drugs into the United States from Burma and other countries in the Southeast Asia area. Now, the Taliban took over Afghanistan, and guess what? There may not be a lot of things that you and I agree with about the Taliban, the hard-nosed Muslims of Afghanistan. But one of the things I would agree with the Taliban about was they were dead set against hard drugs. In the Muslim religion, they oppose alcohol, prostitution, pedophilia, and hard drugs. Now, are they purists themselves? No. Because in fact, they say that a lot of the gang leaders and Taliban leaders themselves are pedophiles. But I'm just talking about what the Muslim religion and the Quran, their holy book, says. It opposes these things, which cannot be bad, has to be good. And so when the Taliban took over the hardcore Muslims in Afghanistan, they put the heroin, the poppy trade, out of business. And they put to death all the drug dealers. Good for them. But now that America runs Afghanistan and our puppet Karzai is on the throne in Kabul, the capital, they're back. The poppies, the heroin trade, and it's being flown across the world by the CIA that's making billions off of people's misery. Tell you more about it on the other side. Congressman Ron Paul has exposed this now. Where are the rest of the congressmen and senators? Thank you, Congressman Paul. You're listening to A Volume of Secrets. This is Power of Prophecy Radio. I'm Tex Mars, and I'll be right back. This Tex Mars again. You know, my book, Conspiracy World, is getting a lot of attention out there in the world. I noticed on Amazon.com online, the internet bookseller, Amazon is the largest book store, you might say, in the world. And in its category of conspiracy books, Conspiracy World has moved up to the number 15 spot. Now, Codex Magica actually became the number one bestseller. My earlier book, Codex Magica, number one at Amazon.com. And now Conspiracy World is another bestseller. And all the profits on this book go back into the ministry. Tex Mars receives no royalties from the book. So please order your copy of this huge book. It's 432 pages, but because it's large format, large size, with many, many pictures, as well as the text, it's about the size of two or three regular books. And it's for $25. It sells at bookstores for $29.95, but we want you to have it for $25. And all we ask is that you include $5 for shipping. Now, it's available, too, at your local Barnes & Noble store. If you have a Barnes & Noble bookstore, you can order. If they don't have it on the shelf there, they'll order it for you. I believe they also have Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. But we would like you to get it from us here at Power of Prophecy, any of those three books. Now, Conspiracy World is, again, $25 and add $5 shipping and handling. $25 total for Conspiracy World, my new book. And I'm telling you, it's a knockout. It covers every kind of conspiracy you can imagine. And guess what? It's all true. Conspiracy World by Tex Mars. My telephone number, of course, here at Power of Prophecy, where you can order the book by phoning us Monday through Friday, is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Of course, you can go on our websites. That's conspiracyworld.com. Or you can go to our regular website, powerofprophecy.com. And when it pops up, it'll be right there facing you. Click onto it and order the book Conspiracy World. Of course, we have a lot more on powerofprophecy.com. You can see a little trailer. That means a little preview of all of our videos, including my newest Rothschild's Choice video. And then you'll see a big description in the front cover and so forth of my new book, Conspiracy World. That's on powerofprophecy.com. Now, back to the program again. Thought I'd mention to you some of the letters that I've been getting. I appreciate just a couple of random letters so you'll see the kind of things people write us. Here's an email from Todd. He says, "Dear friend," writing to the ministry, "we love Mr. Mars and his radio programs. He is hegemonic in his research." That means I look at all different areas of society in the world, "and extremely well substantiated. We support Power Prophecy Ministry the best we can and spread the word to everyone here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank God for Mr. Mars, the only true source of unbiased information. My family cannot wait for his shows." Well, good for you, Todd. Thank you so much for your kind letter and kind comments. Well, Larry wrote to me from, let's see where Larry's from, Lynchburg, Virginia. Larry and his wife, Margaret. He said, "Dear Tex, I'm writing to tell you that after 62 years, I have found someone to look up to here on earth. It is Tex Mars." Larry goes on to say, "Because of you, I have a relationship with Jesus. I didn't know that was possible for me. And I have come to know the truth about a great many things from listening to you and studying material by you and others you have recommended." Well, Larry, thank you so much. You know, a letter like this means more than $1 million to me, and I really, really mean it. I got a very sweet letter from a man named, a very kind letter from a man named Jack Meeker. He's the executive director of the Miracle Farm. Now, they're part of the Texas Children's Home. The Miracle Farm. in Brenham, Texas. And listen to what he says. And folks, if you gave to that cause, every year we have a fundraiser. You can give any time during the year. And then we put it all together during our big fundraiser, which happens right before Christmas. And we give money to the Texas Children's Home and to the Miracle Farm that's part of it. The Miracle Farm is these young boys. And by the way, it's like a ranch, and they have horses there and cattle, and they're taught Christian principles. It's just a wonderful, loving place. And here's what Jack Meeker, the executive director, said in thanking us. And folks, when I say us, that means you. You who gave to this cause. Now, these are boys and girls that are orphans that need help. Listen to what he says. He says, "Dear Mr. Mars, please accept my thanks on behalf of Miracle Farm for the wonderful outpouring of gifts. As always, our boys at the farm and our staff families were overwhelmed with the generosity of your Power of Prophecy staff and radio listeners, and we cannot thank you enough for once again providing such wonderful gifts." He goes on to say, "It is always interesting to see the boys' responses when they receive things unexpectedly from those who have a heart for our ministry. One of our house parents shared that Logan, a boy in their cottage, just could not wrap his mind around the concept of why he was being given these gifts. And he kept asking, 'Why would people who don't even know me just give me something like this? I don't understand. Why would they want to do this for me?'" Mr. Meeker goes on to say, "It is always a wonderful witnessing opportunity for us to explain to the boys how this type of gift is an expression of God's love for them through his people." Oh, my. My. He goes on to talk about a young boy named Noah. He says, "It was all I could do to hold it together while telling him about the gifts that he got." Mr. Mars, we're so grateful to you and your radio listeners for all they do, both for our Miracle Farm and the staff, and for the children and staff at our sister ministry, the Texas Children's Home in Round Rock, Texas. Please know that your gifts are tremendously appreciated and will be used by each person in a special way that gives them great joy. Blessings to all of you. Signed, Jack Meeker, Executive Director. Well, folks, with all the fakery and the nonsense that's going on in the world, here's one thing you can know. Your gifts, through Power of Prophecy, to the Miracle Farm and to the Children's Home, will last forever. They can't be erased. The devil can't take it away. You have given. And I want to assure you that every cent you gave went direct to the Children's Home and the Miracle Boys Farm. How much did we keep here at the ministry for our administration and our supervisory work and for our ads and everything on the radio? Not one red cent. That's the truth. And everybody on the staff is proud of that. They gave too. They take up an offering right here in the ministry. And Juan and I contribute to that. We all give. But it's you that I want to tell you how much I appreciate. Okay, let's keep our secrets moving here. Karzai's brother is said to be on the CIA payroll. This is according to the New York Times. The Afghan president from Afghanistan, his brother, his sibling, is also suspected to be a player in the nation's illegal opium trade. Ooh, yeah. From Kabul, Afghanistan, says the New York Times, Ahmed Vali Karzai, the brother of the Afghan president and a suspected player in the country's booming illegal opium trade, gets regular payments from the Central Intelligence Agency and has for much of the past 8 years, according to current and former American officials. The agency pays Mr. Karzai for a variety of services. Oh, I bet they do. Yeah, well. Meanwhile, over in that area of the world, but a little further south in Israel, we find in Tel Aviv Oh my goodness. That the gay community there had a big rally recently. And guess who was one of the speakers? Well, it was Shimon Peres, former prime minister and foreign minister of Israel. Now, you'll remember that Sarah Palin, if you watched the news, when Sarah Palin visited Israel a year and a half or so ago, she met with Shimon Peres, and in her book, Rogue, Sarah Palin's sort of political biography, autobiography, although it was ghostwritten for, Sarah says that when she met Shimon Peres, she was so thrilled and excited, and she told him, as she shook his hand, she said, "You are my hero." Yeah, well, I hope he washed his hand, Sarah, before he shook yours. You know, President Richard Nixon once told his associates, Ehrlichman and Haldeman, in the White House, that he had been invited to go to the Bohemian Grove, and he said that was a faggoty place. Those homosexuals were so filthy, he said it just made me sick to even shake their hand. I had to wash my hand. I'll never go there again. And Richard Nixon, he didn't like those homos very much. Well, Sarah Palin, your hero, is not only former president or head director of the Socialist World International Organization, former prime minister of Israel, a commie, but now according to Ynet, that's YiddishNetNews.com, he addressed the evening rally in support of the gay and lesbian community. And he was complimented for doing so by the Israeli Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Association, the GLBT. Isn't that special? Isn't that wonderful? Well, a transgender woman sang a song as Shimon Peres looked on, as I understand it. And the Jews, according to one of their writer, Hagar Mizrahi, said, "We're going to show our pride in Washington, D.C. and in Tel Aviv, Israel. We will not hide anymore." Indeed, they don't hide, because they and a bunch of other perverts made their way in a mass assembly down at the beach. Well, they got some fancy beaches with women with bikinis and all that. See, while the Israelis are torturing, tormenting, bombing, killing, starving the Palestinians to death, they themselves, guarded by their Uzi machine guns and so forth, all romp out to the beach in their bikinis or less and get their little suntans in their fancy resort hotels. Yeah, that's right, on the beach. By the way, that's why they want Gaza. And they're persecuting the Gaza Palestinians, because Gaza sits right on the beach too. It could be turned into a wonderful tourist and resort center with hotels and money and probably casinos and, of course, the sex trade. Because listen to me, friends, even the Israeli government itself has admitted that there are more whorehouses and brothels, pro rata or per capita, whatever you want to call it, in Israel than any nation on earth. Oh, you thought Mexico City or Rio de Janeiro was number one. Tel Aviv, Israel, the financial capital of the Jews around the world. They have more brothels and whorehouses there than anywhere on earth. And many of them are for pedophiles and gays. And they take these poor Palestinians, abduct the little boys and girls, and take them to those places. Oh, yes, they do. But not only that, there are workers that come in from all over the world, from the Philippines, from Indonesia, and so forth. And then they take and turn them into the slave trade. You say, "Tex, I just can't believe that." It's just too bad you can't, because it's true. I was recently reading an article by Dick Eastman on Rents.com entitled "Astonishing Israeli Profits from White Sex Slavery, Young Women Kidnapped from Ukraine and Russia." Abducted, brought to Israel, and turned into sex slaves. And after their worth is finished, they get a little older, or because of the drugs that are pumped into them, they begin to look bad and jaded. Then they murder them in snuff films and send those around the world. Snuff films are one of the biggest industries in Israel. Yeah, you're right, you evangelical crazies out there. These are God's chosen people destined for hell. Meanwhile, the picture I told you is true. I have the pictures. Seems that some famous photographer said he wanted to do a piece of art. And he invited Israelis to come to the beach on a certain day in their nakedness. And he would take pictures from the air and from the ground below and from a platform he had set up. And he did. Thousands of Israelis showed up wearing absolutely nothing. Were they all arrested by the police? I mean, those Orthodox rabbis don't go for that, do they? Hey, folks, some of them were Orthodox rabbis. They're naked. Men and women alike. And at one point, they were all ordered, thousands of them, naked, totally naked, showing everything, not even a string on. They were told, now praise the Almighty. And they all put their hands up toward the heaven as if they were praying. Blasphemy by God's chosen. But remember now, I have a little different interpretation of God's chosen. Because the Bible says in Galatians 3, yes, that's right. Read the very last verse. Read verses 26 through 29 of Galatians 3. It tells you exactly who are God's chosen people. It says, and if ye be Christ's, in other words, if you belong to Jesus, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Uh-oh. Do you mean that the Jews who have rejected Christ are not God's chosen people? As Sarah Palin would say, you betcha. Well, will Barack Obama be assassinated? Could it be? My friend Alex Jones says that's a very big possibility. If he cannot get his agenda passed, he's already messed up. He went to Copenhagen and he couldn't get a world treaty going on the environment. They were going to control us through this environmental religion. He couldn't get it going. He couldn't get his cap and trade bill, which would put a carbon tax on everything and really run most of the American small business out of just bankrupt and cause so much havoc that probably it would end up with 10 to 20% of the American workers losing their jobs. We would really slide into a Great Depression, but he can't get it passed. And now he can't seem to get the Obama medical care plan. Now they're pushing. It's going to be close, as I understand it, whether or not the Obama medical care plan is approved. But if he doesn't get any of these things, he's going to be seen as a failure by the Illuminati elite. And they might just dispose of him and get somebody else. Remember, he's just an avatar. He's a movie creation. I mean, he's not a real president. He works for the Rothschilds. I showed that in my video, Rothschild's Choice. And when Rothschild wants to throw him over and get somebody else, he'll do it. He'll be lucky if he lasts 4 years till they get somebody like Sarah Palin, or I don't know, maybe McCain will give it another shot, or Mitt Romney. And by the way, I promise you I'll tell you about Mitt Romney, why I call him Mr. Pinky. And here's the reason why. Former Massachusetts governor. When he was governor of Massachusetts, when they had the Gay Day parades, he went out there and marched at the head of them. Think of it. Republican governor, a Mormon, and he marches at the head almost of the, well, you know, a couple of people may have been in front of him, but it was at the front of the Gay Day parades in Boston, Massachusetts. And then he got... In the Boston Daily newspaper, there was a big article, and by the way, I put this right on my website. I printed the article in my newsletter. I did. Because it's so unbelievable. Because he goes on TV and said, yes, I'm for the, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a Mormon. I'm, yes, I, I, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. And, you know, I'm not for gay marriage. And what a liar. Of course he was for gay marriage. In Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, the People's Republic. But he told the Boston newspaper, listen to this. He said, quote, I, Mitt Romney, I am more pro-gay than Senator Ted Kennedy. Now, that's saying something. The late Senator Ted Kennedy was a guy that kept introducing hate crime bills, so if you said anything bad about homosexuality, you could be put in prison. And Mitt Romney says, I am more pro-gay than Ted Kennedy. Well, Mitt Romney, as I understand it, is a handsome man. The women go flip-flop for the guy. He's super rich, too. You know, his father was governor of Michigan, and they have all kind of stock. What is it, Ford Motor Company? Or I forget. You know, all kinds of corporations and companies. But he didn't earn it himself. He inherited it. So when he says, I'm a businessman, I know business. I can put America back to work. Yeah, doing what? Conducting gay marriages? Dyeing t-shirts pink so that queers can wear them? I don't know what kind of work he's going to give people. But he marched in the May Day parades and he wore pink. See, everybody that marched, they asked him to wear pink t-shirts, pink clothing, and he did. To indicate his solidarity and support for the gay movement. You know, nobody ever mentioned that during the debates, did they? The press never told you about that, did they? But Tex Mars and Power Prophecy did. Well, old Mitt Romney was on TV recently. The View. You know, the women's show in the morning? Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg. Isn't that funny about how that black woman claims she's a Jew? Change her name to Goldberg. I don't know what her real name is. Alma Lincoln or something. But they call her Whoopi Goldberg. I think she was born laying on a Whoopi cushion or something. I don't know. What a flake. But anyway, she wasn't there, by the way. I just thought I'd mention her name just for fun. She used to be there. But a woman named, let's see, my mind's going here. Joy Behar. She has a CNN program now, but she's also on The View, Joy Behar. And Joy Behar sat next to him, and boy, she was actually hurting. Her legs were quivering. She was quivering all over her body. And Mitt Romney, they were interviewing Mitt Romney, Barbara Walters and her and the others on that show. And Mitt Romney looked at her like, what's the matter with you? And she said, you're a hunk. You're real hunky. Real hunky. I think the guy was embarrassed. But you know, that's what the gays of Massachusetts said. You're a real hunk. Hey, they said the same thing about Scott Brown. Probably, you know, he went naked for Playgirl magazine, which I understand is not read by many girls, women. It's called Playgirl, but the gays love the magazine because they have inside what they call a centerfold, but it's always a man. Well, one time it was Scott Brown when he was younger. Meanwhile, Scott Brown's wife did what I would call a soft porno music video. She's a singer. And I won't even tell you what all she did on that video. That Congressman Eric Massa, and who pranced around in the congressional shower, you know, having a little tiff-a-taff with Rahm Emanuel. Folks, these people are absolutely out of their mind. And we elect them to high office. Will Obama be assassinated? Maybe. But I feel this way about it. Don't hate a man. Never hate a man. You can dislike what he does. You can despise the actions of Obama and his hideous goals and objectives. But don't hate the man and don't desire for him to be assassinated. Sometimes you might get what you want. And that's the wrong thing to do. You know, the Bible says that God will have vengeance, not us. We are not the instrument for God's vengeance, friends. Remember that. Please. But I believe if Obama were to be assassinated, they would blame it on people like Tex Mars and you. They would. They'd say it's some white domestic terrorist. It would have to be a white man. It would have to be somebody who's a right-wing person, so-called. Maybe somebody who used to be a member of one of these little militias. Or maybe who gets Tex Mars's newsletter. Or listens to patriotic radio shows. Or has a website that makes him, or has guns, believes in the Second Amendment. Whatever the case, if Obama is killed by the elite Illuminati, they will have a patsy, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. They'll blame it on a white domestic terrorist. And then guess what? That'll give the federal government the pretext, the excuse it needs to crank up its big brother concentration camps to try to get rid of us. We'll be blamed, just like we were for Oklahoma City. Don't desire a terrible thing like that. I would prefer that Barack Obama be impeached or forced to resign, or at worst case basis, just vote the rascal out of office next time. But please, I actually would prefer if everyone who listens to this program prayed for the physical safety of our president. It is not a Christian thing to pray for somebody to die, to wish them to die. It's just not. Let God handle that. And you know what? God might allow the devil to do it, but you don't do it. A lot of people say, oh, are you for violence? No, not at all. We can accomplish a lot more through nonviolence, through education. I believe in fighting. I believe in I don't have anything wrong with demonstrating, petitioning, letting people know your grievances. Use the internet. Use word of mouth. Get signs up. Establish tea parties, coffee parties, whatever they are. Please don't fall into the devil's hands by doing violence. That's all I would plead with you, my friends, on. Hey, just real quick, I guess we're running out of time here. Don't have much left over. Wanted to tell you again, I'll try to bring it up later about Social Security, how they're claiming now that because the federal government is spending so much money on this war and they want all this money to be spent for these illegal aliens to get free medical care and all of that, that we're going to have to start cutting out Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits for established American citizens who have paid into these funds. It's an outrage. Do not let them. Let your congressman and senator know. No, you will not cut this. And if you're thinking of getting rid or even reducing Social Security benefits, then just give me all of my money back and make sure you do it with interest. I'll tell you, you'll be set up for life. They've taken so much away from us. Don't let them take it away. I was going to tell you about the Academy Awards. The host got up there and said, well, there's no Jews anywhere. They're all here tonight. And everybody laughed because the Jews were the ones that they own Hollywood and they were acknowledging it. Yes, the Jews are right here in this auditorium and all the Jews laughed. They made up almost the entire audience. Probably 98% of the people there were Jews at the Academy Awards. Wow. This is Tex Mars. We've had a volume of secrets. It's been great fun. It's great. It's great fun to expose evildoers, isn't it? Sure it is. Wake up every morning with a smile on your face, knowing who it is that holds you in the palm of his hand. His name is Jesus Christ. And my prayer, dear friends, is that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.